fertile farmland, you perhaps think of a location with deep, rich soil in the heart of the Midwest. But to find the land growing some of the largest vegetables in the nation, you have to travel far to the north. We'll go there on today's edition of The American Countryside.
Classic iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in The Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, The Best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll stay on Oahu and soak up the sun on Waikiki Beach, then fly to Kauai to see extraordinary Waimea Canyon. We'll also stay on Maui at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Resort on Kuanapali Beach. Agricultural highlights include the pineapple and coffee plantations, lavender farm, and much more. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266. Sandra Buchanan has lived in Alaska since 1965. She spent most of that time in the fertile valley around the city of Palmer, where she grows flowers and vegetables for the farmers market. She says that Alaska's weather may mean she has to wait a while before her plants can begin growing outside of her greenhouse.
It could be end of May, it could be June, it could be middle of June. It just depends. I start mine in February, March, and then in the greenhouse, and it takes a while for them to get out to get adjusted.
Although Alaskan farmers may not put their vegetables in the ground until summer officially begins, they do get more daylight than the rest of the world during the summer, and that allows for more growing time.
You can plant 2-3 times because we got that much sun. It's a short season, but you can plant that many times, radishes, onions, lettuce, so you stagger them.
If you've heard of Palmer, it is likely because of the world record veggies that are grown here. Sandra grows regular-sized cabbage. You can put the word regular in quotes because a regular-sized cabbage in Palmer might easily be 20 pounds. Her neighbors, who grow record breakers, have cabbages weighing 80 to 100 pounds.
They start those real early inside, probably about January, February, and then you pump them full of water and fertilizer. Fertilize, fertilize, fertilize.
She says those whopper cabbages still taste great. Sandra is a regular at the farmer's market, and business here always seems to be good, although she does keep some of the crop for her own table.
What I don't sell, I keep, but most of what I do sell, and there's a bunch of us that sell plants down this line, and now we're starting to sell the produce that we've been growing.
The Alaska State Fair is held here as well. You can be sure each annual event will once again bring a good crop of record-breaking veggies. Traveling the countryside in Palmer, Alaska, I'm Andrew McRae.